Are you scared? Scared of the unknown? Well, you're not alone. The uncertainty of what's next gives us plenty of room for anxiety to take root. After all, we should be afraid of what we can't control, right? But in the Bible, Paul tells us we have another option, one that replaces our fear with a peace beyond understanding. I want you to think about this. How are you today? Do you have God's attention? Were you given a challenge so deep that you don't think you can win and rise above it? When God comes calling, go to the smallest of words, the biggest of meanings. Why? Because it may be one of God's favorite words. It may be your key word. Sometimes life is calm, secure, peaceful, nothing scary. Each day is much like the one before. That's usually when God shows up. That's usually when God says, go. Sometimes God calls dramatically in a miracle and flame. Sometimes He calls subtly in stillness and whisper. A whisper so soft we won't hear if we aren't listening. He calls through His word, through a friend, and sometimes through life events. However He speaks, God calls to us all. We are called for different roles, in different ways, at different points in our lives. One season holds one purpose, the next holds another. We are God's people, His instruments, and He wants to use us. In the Bible, in the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 28, it says there, "We know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose." Key word there, according to His purpose. God has plans for each of us. He has work for us to do. Work that He prepared a long time ago. Work that He has equipped us to accomplish. In the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, verse 10, it says there, "For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do." You see, God is always calling His people to go, to move, to give, to grow. Maybe it's time to go, maybe it's time to grow, maybe it's time to give. Go somewhere. Someplace you've never been. A geographical place, a spiritual place, a relational place. Maybe it's time to move forward after being stuck with one foot in the past. Or perhaps time to go deeper in the Bible study or intimacy. Time to go higher. Higher in prayer, higher in dreams. Maybe it's time to give. Give. Use the talents that you have. Use the opportunities God has given you. Or maybe it's time to grow. Grow right where you are. Dig into the Word. Dive into God's heart. And become the person God is calling you to be. God is calling you now. Are you going to answer? the Bible gives us a number of stories where God calls people to face challenges and change. Their responses are sometimes heroic and sometimes humorous. And just like us, they panicked. Like us, they offered excuses. In the Bible, Jeremiah was very young. Gideon was very afraid. Moses was too shy. And yet, God used them, and we call them heroes. When God calls you, it's not about you, it's about Him. When God is with you, you are qualified for your call. When God calls you to go, He's gonna go with you. And He is all you will ever need. So what's the reason to be afraid? When God says go, the first battle is the one where you fight with yourself. The battle is with your attitude. God pushes us out of our comfort zone. We zoom along fighting and crying, saying, I can't do this, it's so hard, why me? But the fact is, you're already doing it, you're already fighting. The fact is, with God, you can. With God, we can. With God on your side, I don't know what you can't win. And you know, when you say, I can't, most of the time, you're just really saying, you won't. When you say, I can't, you're writing off God's power, His promises. During a time of intense suffering, the Apostle Paul, he wrote, But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. We are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed. Perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not abandoned. Struck down, but not destroyed. And that was written in the second book of Corinthians, chapter 4, verse 7 through 9. Paul and his friends were hard pressed, but not crushed. They were not. So the next time you are tempted to shut down and stop growing, the next time you are tempted to shout, Lord, I can't, God, I can't, or any excuses you have, remember that maybe you can't, but God can, and maybe with God, you already are. Have you ever put on a mask of brave? Did you used to be brave? Sometimes we lose our courage, and that's okay. We just need to find it again. Sometimes we need to find a whole new brave, a brave we never needed before and never wanted to need. Here's the question. Have you ever been brave for God in the past? Have you gone all in before, but somewhere along the way, you took a step back? Just like Paul. Paul leaped out of the boat. But then as soon as Paul saw the wind and felt the waves, he clambered back to safety, soaking wet and soaked in shame. Because Jesus or no Jesus? What kind of a fool tries to walk on water? all live life and we all have scars. Fear unbound us ugly things. It binds our hearts, erodes our trust, darkens our perception of people, brings out our controlling nature. Unbound fear distances us from God. You know, fear casts a shadow, a long shadow, a dark one. But take a minute to ask yourself, what would it look like if I went all in again? Without backing up? What would it look like if I went all in again? If I gave Jesus everything again, what would it look like if I were brave again at this stage of my life? When you finally have the conversation you've been avoiding with your friend, your boss, your spouse, would you stop worrying about what people think and start sharing? Would you open up to a trustworthy friend about the sin that's been dogging you? Would you unlock the door, guarding your heart, and let people in? I want you to know, if God was powerful enough then, He is powerful enough now. If God was wise enough then, He is wise enough now. If God was kind enough then, He is kind enough now. If God was faithful then, He will remain faithful now. If God helped us to be brave once, He can help us to find brave again. If you're feeling bored, scared, uninspired, just twiddling your thumbs and waiting for God to say go, go, do what you have to do. Waiting for Him to call you to something new, exciting, or to fight your battle. You know, just go for it. But when you do go for it, your circumstances must change. Consider this. Maybe God has already said go. Maybe He said go long, long ago when He put you in a situation, but you got there and never really went. Your body arrived, but your heart stayed somewhere else. As soon as you get there, you pull up an armchair and you put your feet up. Wow, comfortable, right? A bit complacent? Perhaps God's message to you is, stay put, but get going. Sometimes it's not the circumstances that need to change. It's who need to change. God always wants us to move forward, but that forward motion often happens right where we are, in the life we already have, among people we already know. Sometimes God tells us to go and stay. Go back to an old place with a new attitude. Show His grace to your family. Share His love with your neighbors. Go deep, love hard, grow strong. You see, serving God isn't always loud and dramatic and full of transition. Most of the time, it's quiet, it's humble, it's simple, and it's hard work. There will be tests. But remember, we already have an inspiring call from God. Already and always, we are called. We are called to love the Lord our God with all of our hearts, soul, mind, and strength. Love God. Love our neighbor as ourselves. Love as Christ loves us. You see, all of these things we can answer and we can fulfill wherever we are right now. You can do it, even if you're at a dead-end job we don't enjoy, even in a family situation that's not ideal, even in a town we'd love to escape, even in a church full of imperfect people. God may be calling you to stay home, but staying home doesn't mean staying the same. Even if He is calling you to stay, He is calling you to move forward, go deep, love hard, grow strong, right where you are. So don't be scared. You know, Jesus always spoke of the need to get ourselves ready, the need to be prepared, prepare for the unexpected, and most importantly, prepared for God's coming. Many of Jesus' stories circled around the theme of readiness. The parable of the rich fool, the parable of the talents, the parable of the 10 virgins. He said, "Be on guard, be alert. You don't know when that time will come. It's like a man going away. He leaves his house and puts his servants in charge, each with their assigned task, and tells the one at the door to keep watch." You know, there's a scripture in the Bible. Book of Mark, chapter 13, verse 33 through 37. It says there, "Therefore keep watch, because you do not know when the owner of the house will come back, whether in the evening or at midnight or when the rooster crows or at dawn. If he comes suddenly, do not let him find you sleeping. What I say to you, I say to everyone, watch." And that's what it says. Some of you listening to me are probably in the throes of transition. Jesus already said go, and you're sprinting like mad, desperate to keep up, scrambling to find the courage, finding the confidence and the cool head that you need to match His blistering pace. Others probably aren't in a time of transition. Well, not yet, at least. And you are probably enjoying a season of peace and calm. Perhaps you began to devote your time to Christ because life feels stagnant and you yearn for excitement, for spiritual adventure. Well, don't worry. Don't worry, because if life in Christ seems to be boring right now, it rarely stays that way for long. Jesus calls us to use time of peace as times of preparation. And in between times can be in process times, an opportunity. Opportunity to practice spiritual disciplines that anchor the faith and deepen your convictions. Opportunity to read and memorize God's word so that when Satan attacks, you are armed with an arsenal of scriptures. Opportunity to fill your faith tank full for days when difficulties drain it. Opportunity to form strong spiritual relationships to see us through painful times. An opportunity to build a prayer, an intimacy with God that can weather through any storm. So let's use in between times in useful ways, preparing ourselves so that when God says, it's time for you to go fight. When that happens, when you're prepared, you can stand up and say, I'm ready to go. When that time comes, God doesn't just send us out, He brings us closer, He invites us in. Because for every go, there's also a come. Come and see, go and tell, come and heal, go and share. Always, our faith goes both ways. If you don't know what I'm talking about, open up the Bible, NIV, Book of John, chapter 1, verse 39, it says, Come and you will see. NLT version, Book of Mark, chapter 1, verse 17, Come follow me and I will show you how to fish for people. Book of Matthew, chapter 11, verse 28, NIV. It says there, Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Come see, come follow, come rest. God doesn't only send us out on our own. He also calls us to himself. Walk with me, watch with me, know me, follow me, learn from me, be like me, come near me, come now, come stay. And when we come, when we answer his call, tell me to come to you on the water. Come. He walks before us and beside us, even fishes us out of the water when we flounder. When we come to Jesus, we get to share his joy. In the book of Matthew 25:23 NIV, it says, Come and share your master's happiness. He also says, Come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. That was written in the book of Matthew, chapter 25, verse 34, NIV. Like the Apostle Peter, let us be brave enough to jump up onto the prow of the boat, lean out over the waves, and shout, Lord, if it's you, tell me to come. And just picture this. Then Jesus will turn, flash a proud smile, hold out a hand, and call. Come. Come conquer your fears. Come share my adventure. Come walk with me. How wonderful is that, right? And when Jesus says come, there's only one way to respond. We can cast fear aside, let go of the rope, and jump overboard, shouting, I'm coming, Lord. Let's go. How wonderful is that? You know, in the book of Revelation, chapter 22, verse 17, NIV, it says there, Let the one who hears say, Come. Let the one who is thirsty come. And let the one who wishes to take the free gift of the water of life come.